Welcome to Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter, at Joy Keys. You can also check us out on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. And we're on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keys. I would love to hear from you. You can email me, SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. This is a pre-recorded interview with Malian singer, musician, activist Fatoumata Diawara. I hope you enjoy.
So let's begin with the interview. So first, I want to say Ika Kenewa.
Ika Kenewa, Torosite.
Sumugo Keka Kenewa.
Sumugo be Basitula, Basite Uka Kene.
Good. That's my Bambara. I was engaged to a Malian guy one time in my life.
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, it's good. In my head. But I don't remember everything, you know. But
this is already good. You know what you're doing. It's already great.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. Well,
I can understand everything. You know, this is important. Yeah, it's very, very important to me.
Yeah, that's why you sing in Bambara, right? You sing all your songs in Bambara.
Then we, because all this sonority has, you know, some vibration. Good vibrations. I don't know why the human being we are afraid of the, how I can say, so the easier way to say this is the difference. But in the same time, we are not that different, you know. But the human being is like we would love that. We would love the world to be like with only one color, you know. Maybe many people are dreaming, you know, their dream was maybe to see the world with only black people or only with one language or only one, you know, like one color.
Yeah.
Everything
yeah.
could be white or everything. They wanted the world to be everything black or everything yellow or everything one thing, you know. We got a closed mind. Why the diversity is something which, you know, that makes people, you know, scared. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Or to me, it's one of the strengths of this planet. It's so huge. Till you die, you always learn from something different. And this is spiritual, you know. It shows us that, you know, the way how much the world, you know, God is diverse. It's infinity. But we go to the church, we go to the mosque, we said that we are spiritual, we pray, but we still don't know what means God, you know, what is God reality. Even me, I don't know, but with the tolerance, you can be a little bit close to God, because God doesn't have he's the diversity. He's beautiful.
He's the diversity king or queen.
Really, to me, it's the diversity. Because when you accept this diversity, you cannot judge somebody who are different to you, or judge his color or the hair or whatever. It's skinny. I don't know how you see.
No, it's small. Let's
be huge.
It's a small thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a small thing compared to everything. And God wouldn't have made all these people in all these different colors, shapes, and sizes for no reason. You know, he made a reason
it's
for all
these
people.
It's a big challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big challenge, and we're still fighting for these challenges. Or we say that we believe that we are enough intelligent so we can create the computers, you know, all the applications in this world, you know. The intelligence is going, you know, we are creating so complex, you know, very difficult things, but in the same time, the simple mind, like accepting somebody who are different to you or something which is that you don't know about, don't be afraid. Learn.
I think
don't,
because
you
it's
know.
Emotional. It's emotional. It's related to the heart. It's not related to the mind. You know, the computer, space, all these things, a telephone, that's your mind. But accepting another color,
yeah,
accepting a different ethnicity,
yeah,
accepting a different class, you know,
yeah.
Is difficult. It's related to the heart.
Yeah.
You know, now
yeah,
what would you tell your son? You know, what are you going to tell your son when he gets older about dealing with
racism? I don't know. The thing is that I'm taking them to home. They are coming with me in Mali every year. They spend time with my family. You know, at the beginning, my little son, you know, who is 4 years old. You know, he was like wondering himself, like. You know, his father is white, so I'm black. We are very mixed family. And he didn't
mm-hmm.
know about my family. He thought that I was white too, myself. So I'm teaching him, you know. At the beginning, it was very strange, you know, like, I don't want to touch people. It's like, he had a very strange feeling. And I told him, you know, I am them, you know. I come from this place. I'm here, you know. I'm trying to teach him how to respect my, you know, who I am, where I come from, and teach him how much the diversity, you know, the difference is also something spiritual. You know, it's beautiful. Loving colors, you know, there is no better color than anyone because in the end, we all do have a red blood, you know. God is playing with us, you know. You know, we are like a child. We are like his children. He's watching us to see if we're going to understand one day that in the end, the color doesn't exist because we are looking for the outside. But in the, you know, when you look at inside, even the dogs, I told my son, even the elephant that he likes, you know, when he's watching all the cartoon on
show,
TV.
Cartoon.
I said,
mm-hmm.
they do all have... Red blood.
Yeah.
I said, ask yourself why God didn't give to the animals a purple blood or maybe
mm-hmm.
a yellow blood.
Yeah.
He knows what he was doing, you know. Don't watch outside. Don't look at outside. Be spiritual. Go into yourself and you will
yeah.
see that we do all have a red blood. And it means something. It means one. One is the beginning of everything and one is love. One is one heart. One is everything. So we speak a lot. He's young, but
very
nice,
good.
You know.
How has being a mom changed you? How has being a mom changed you?
Yeah, I'm more. I can say I feel like a little bit fragile.
Yes.
I didn't
yes.
know about this love. You know, caring. You know, I was. Before I was like no fear because I know a little bit about myself, you know. I'm fighting since I was born. So to me, going to the world, singing and fighting, being with a man all the time, you know, it was normal. But now I'm wondering myself how I could teach this to my son or to my children, how to let them know how much the world is difficult, you know. What they are living with us is not the reality. It is a small part. It's nothing compared to what is outside when they're going to grow up. So this makes me fear, you know. I have a lot of fear of this. I'm sorry to tell you this, but
me too.
The world is hard.
When my daughter was born, I used to never cry. And then when my daughter was born, I would watch TV, I start crying.
Uh-huh.
I go to the movies, I start crying. You know, not bad, but just a little, like, oh my God, where did this ache come from?
Emotion.
And so you worry, and now my daughter's grown, I still worry. You know?
Strange, huh?
Why? Yeah, she's 26, and I still worry.
I still worry, it's not going to leave her. It's going to stay.
Yeah, it's going to stay forever. You talked about growing up, you had a difficult time. I know you had many siblings that passed away, and you were given away. How has that affected you, being given away from your parents?
At the beginning, it was difficult. I couldn't understand, you know, why my life was like this, because at school in Mali, you know, I could see many children with their parents, you know, everything was going, you know, when was normal. So, I mean, they were with their normal family, having normal love, you know, discussions. And I was like, why my story should be different? Why I should do everything by my own? Could I? My destiny is like this. But in the same time, I had a, you know, it's like I talk myself all the time. I always speak like I'm two person. I'm not alone, you know. And I got a deep thing. I don't know if you have it. Yeah. You always talk to somebody. You talk to yourself, you know. I speak like I'm with somebody else. And I was like very sad in the beginning. But today, I'm so proud of myself, because if I was still with my family, I wouldn't be like this. I wouldn't be like this. So, you know, going to people and trying to save other people and trying to expose myself, you know. They would tell me, don't do this, you know. I wouldn't do it. So it has affected me, you know, in the positive way. It could be very, very bad, but I mean, today I can say, oof, people can understand.
You made it,
you know, because I made it. Because you could be in the wrong. You could do the wrong thing because nobody teach you properly how to be, how to behave in this world. This is one of the most, the school of God, because behaving, nobody, there is no school for this. You can learn many things at school. You can have your parents' education, but their education and yours is two different things. And yours only, you can get your own one only into yourself. And this way, nobody teach you how to go from yourself, to learn from this inside of yourself. I don't know if you understand what I mean.
Yeah, no,
it's
I
very.
Yeah.
There is no word for this. And I cannot teach this to my son. They have to find this way by themselves.
That's to experience it themselves.
You know, develop your own experiences. And sometimes you can fall down. And how to stand up and keep fighting. So today I can say, voila, And I know a little bit how to stand with something hard, and I just need to cry and stand up and keep fighting. But,
well, you've done very well. I mean, you've played with Umu Sangara, Sumani Diabiti, Didi Bridgewater, Diane Reeves, Herbie Hancock, Bobby Womack. I mean, dance stuff with Disclosure. You now have two albums out, three albums. Your last album won a Grammy, or nominated for a Grammy. You've been in more than like 10, 12 films. I think you've done okay.
I'm trying, and I would like to do. I would love to do more than this. I like collaborating. You know, I like to meet people. I'm like a very. This is really my energy. I'm not. It's like I would like to eat the world. Eating, you know, like a food, like a salt, and like a sugar. It needs a lot of. A lot of working, you know, a lot of hard working, but in the end,
well,
you know, you got a bigger satisfaction, you know, when people are happy after with your work, you know. And also, I think many of us, you know, we all are looking for the truth, you know, your truth. And when people like you, they realize that you got your truth. No matter which age you have, where you come from, or where color do you have, your peace, they feel like, I feel connected with to this girl. And then that's why music is interesting, because in music there is no boundary, because this is where we really connect, because there is no, you don't have a word to express what you feel from somebody else. Like with Damon Albarn, we got a lot of big connections. But this has started since I couldn't, you know, before I could, you know, speak in English. I was talking in Bambara. We couldn't even speak together, each other. But we had a big connection.
Yeah.
And it passed from, it comes from through your voice. But they can feel it, you know. We all, in music industry, it's more the feeling, you know, feeling.
Yeah, you can be, from Mali. Somebody can be from Spain. Somebody can be from Peru. Mm. You play the music, and then you connect through the music, you know. And
or you hear the voice.
You hear the voice,
you know, or the instrument. You can hear the soul from this. It's really the blues. You can hear every emotion from this person. You can even learn from somebody through, you know, what he's doing, what he's playing, or what he's singing. And
if you couldn't be a singer or an actress, what would you do?
A nanny, take care of her children. Oh my God, I like this. You know, la mamma mia. I love my children.
Mm.
I like the innocence, yeah. Because when I'm on stage, I can connect to this innocence. And many people told me this, you know, many big artists. Even Umu Sangare, she told me, don't lose this innocence. You know, when I start to dance, and I get like, oh my God, I got this pleasure just for myself. It's like, it's a big pleasure to me. And I like this spirit.
Yes,
many people told me this, don't lose this child spirit, you know. I play
a lot of performers
stage,
are childlike. Performers are childlike. You have to be innocent. You have to be willing to take risks. Children take risks, and they don't realize, you know, they're not scared of what's next, you know. They just go forward, you know, sometimes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's only
mm-hmm.
on stage that I'm like that. I'm like this. When I'm going to on stage, I don't have no fear. It's like, woo, let's go. Let's go to have a fun. No stress, no, you know? Oh my God.
I'm gonna die. Fare volo ni me mu soy. Uya apana. Congelea, oh,
Now, your first album, you know, you spoke about some heavy topics. One of them is the female genital mutilation. And, that more than 600,000 women in Europe and more than 90%, almost 90% of the women in Mali get this still done. Why is Mali
Even yourself.
So why is Mali not making laws? And how can we help them pass laws to protect women?
I think, I think the day that the women, you know, women will realize that it's of their, I don't know, it's of their problem, everything will change. You know what I mean? Because
now it's not a problem.
It has a relation with the religion, with the religion, Muslim religion. You know, they said that God, with your flower, you are not clean. It's only based on this dwala. You are not clean with your flower, and the women believe in this. We still believe in this. And this was the Middle Age mentality. That's why I'm trying to wake up, you know, my generation mind to say we are not obliging to live in our ancestral ages, you know. We can, they've been doing, it's not even the truth. It was just to have a comment on, you know, to be, how to say, to control women. It's not God. God loves women. And God, women came to this world perfect. It's not men to finalize a God job. You know, this is what I'm telling to my sister. You came perfectly. Our daughter came in this world perfect. You know, God did his job. It's not your man or your father or whatever. I respect my father. I respect all people. But I'm sorry. God didn't say this. He had never said this because many... many girls are dying every day. Do you think that God will give you a baby and let you kill your baby? For which reason? You know?
So
we got a lot of
people
because
when did you find out that this was not the best thing? When did you realize
that? I found it when I came. I came, you know, I was like 20 years old before because it's a taboo. When you turn to 10, something like this, you know, from 6 to 10, your parents start to do it. When you are not nobody, you know, you don't even know what means the real life, you know. You don't have a decision to do nothing. Nobody asks you, you know, what they're going to do. It's done when you know. So they do it very early. Then you grow up with this and you don't, You don't even remember that you've been living something like this, you know what I mean? And I can say, I do remember of mine because I was like 7 years old and I was in Ivory Coast. And I remember that my brother didn't accept it. So I was losing a lot of, I had a lot of trouble, you know, with my story. That's why I do remember because I spent a couple of days in the hospital, and I was about to die, you know, because my blood didn't want to stop, you know.
Ooh.
They couldn't stop my blood. Yeah, I'm a survivor. Ooh. In this country, you know, I'm a survivor. I don't know, God saved me because I had made me something to do in this world. So God saved me.
Definitely.
Imagine how many girls have been killing like this. And maybe they could save Africa. You see what I mean?
Oh, definitely.
They could
we need
be
women.
Somebody to change this Africa. So that's why I'm, you know, for my history, I was needing to write a song about it because I didn't see before any women singing about this subject. And I was wondering myself why something so strange, so hard, and nobody talk about it. Even women doesn't talk about it. All their daughter are dying every day for this thing, and nobody can talk about it. So then I wanted to try by myself. Okay, somebody have to start. Then I've been starting to write a song about it, and I was crying. It's one of my baby. Oh la la, that made me crying when I was writing the song.
I can, yeah,
I'm psychologically very affected. It was like yesterday, you know, when I started to talk about this, I said, oh my God, what?
Yes.
You know, it's 10, 20 years ago, but it was like yesterday. Then I said, okay, let's go. You start and somebody else will sing after. So until now, so I didn't know anybody singing about it, but
also,
we are not so many, we are not so many girls or so many women to be free to sing what you want, you know. Muso ya kanada ndewoloma kabarake kakalange kadewoloko tonodunga kichefe fanaga kimbe fama bebo muso la kondam bebo muso jamada niwebo muso fama bebo muso la kondam bebo muso because most of the time in Mali, you are the singer of somebody. You are a singer of,
Yeah, you're not the leader.
You are not a leader.
You're
we are missing leaders in Africa. Voilà. We do have Umu Sangare, but who else, you know?
Right.
Angelique. So we need
you.
A leader.
We have
when
you.
I say leader, it's not your music. You compose, you arrange, you do what you want. Then you got the freedom to tell what you need to tell about. This is
so
my
I think you're a feminist because you also, one of your songs on your newer album, Fatu, the older one, it talks about Muso, and it's talking about women being more than just a mother. They can work and all different things that is important for women to do these things, and it's okay, you know?
Yeah. I'm a little bit feminist. I'm sorry. We have to love ourselves and fight for ourselves, you know. I'm not extremist, but, you know, it's
just
important to know why, you know, we need it. In Africa, we need it. Not only in Africa, I think in the world.
Oh, all
in
over.
General.
You also talk about, on the album Senfo, talk about Takamba, which is domestic violence. A song and women.
Takamba.
Okay.
Yeah,
they are
Takamba
experiencing
that. It's a kind of song too, which makes me crying too when I was writing. So at the beginning, you know, the songs came very, when I'm writing, I'm very sad because I always compose with my guitar. But after, I have to turn them to something positive because I didn't want to be, I don't want to be this artist, you know, always, you know, a sad artist, you know, somebody. It's an image. I don't want to give these images to my audience. I want my audience to smile. I want them to be happy. But in the same time, I would love to share my heavy life with them, but with a smiling. It's the blues. You know, our history, you know, our slaving in Africa, you know, in America. You know, when you are you suffer a lot, when the suffering is over, more than dying, you know, sometimes, you know, even if you don't die, you decide to survive. And in your mind, I'm sure it's how the blues came, you know, the blues music came, because you start to sing your what you're supposed to cry for. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, the blues is just
if you have to cry your suffering,
sadness.
You sing it, voila.
Mm-hmm.
You
voila,
exactly, your sadness.
Yeah.
That, exactly.
Well, you have fun songs.
You know,
songs.
You sing about your sadness. Yeah,
you
but
have
I'm trying not to go really through there. In the album, I go a little bit. So then I have to turn the sound a little bit with more rhythmic and trying to be happy, you know, to be more positive. But mm-hmm. the subject is always, otherwise the takamba is very heavy, because in Mali, you know, in north of Mali, it's still very difficult. There are many girls are raped, you know, but it's not only in Mali. Nowadays, it's in everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, in Paris, I know about many stories, you know, with children. In fact, no, we don't go there because it's just a dirty. Mm. So I need to talk about the female conditions in this world, because it's
You're
not only
activist.
In war countries, you know. It's not only in war countries. It's
no,
even
it's,
everywhere.
It's in America.
It's in
America.
America. But we, it's in
my
everywhere.
My mom, she deal with domestic
mm.
violence. No, my mom, and she leaves my dad when I was a baby. Thank God, you know, because if she didn't, my life would be different.
Wouldn't be, exactly.
You see?
Oh, my God.
So, yes, it's all over the place, you know? So now let's talk about love. You have a lot of love on your songs. You talk about lovers. You talk about missing the man, you know, I miss his touch. And you also talk about love across ethnicities, across cultures. How has that been for you, being married to someone who is not Malian, who is Italian? How has that affected your life?
I wanted to learn from something else, because the open mind and somebody who can really understand my I don't know, my energy and who I am, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I'm not simple. I spend my time dreaming, you know. I'm like living in this planet, but in the same time with in the different world, you know. I'm not 200% with people here. I got my own planet, because when I take my guitar to compose, I can stay there for ages, you know.
Yeah.
And he's very surprised how I can be so alone and being so comfortable with just a guitar and
mm-hmm.
food and a guitar. So not everybody can understand this. And he was willing to fight with me and to you know, to try to live with me. So,
great.
And this is very difficult, you know. I didn't want a man who would like to change my way of, you know. I told him that I have something to do in this world. And man is not my first thing. Man is second.
Mm.
I have to, you know. So somebody who, you know, should accept this, you know. It's not egocentric a little bit, but we are a little bit egocentric. You have to live for not only for one or two people. You have
right.
to live for all the planets. I'm trying to live for the whole planet, or to be the voice of, you know, all children in this world. You need a
yes.
big responsibility, I told him. Also for big old women in this planet who doesn't have a voice. I want to be their voice. So, and this work, it's clear in my mind. This job is clear in my mind. So you are my man, but, you know, you
mm-hmm.
should know this.
Yes,
and
he
he's still fighting, you know.
So,
he thought that
kind
I would
guitar?
Change one day, but...
Oh, he thought you were going to change?
Maybe. I think he's praying too, you know. But I think he knew that I wouldn't change. I love my job. I'm so passionate.
What kind of guitar do you like to play with? Do you have a special guitar that you play with?
To compose the acoustic only.
Mm-hmm.
Acoustic guitar. And have a different brand. It depends. I have a lot of guitars. And
Do you play any other instruments?
Percussion, bass. Mm. When I'm composing, I do everything by my own. I do all my sessions.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Then after so, I can invite anybody to redo what I want, you know.
Okay.
Yes. At the beginning,
so how do you
days,
decide?
Yeah.
How do you decide on your like costumes? You have very colorful costumes, beautiful makeup.
Oh.
How do you decide on what to do, what to wear?
You know what? The secret is that I don't think too much. I don't have a rule. This is a problem.
Oh,
you know, even if I'm going to some place very important, you know, when I'm with my manager, and he always asks me, what you gonna wear? What you gonna wear? So I say, I don't know. I never know 5 minutes before. Never. Before to go on stage. I always take a 3 or 4 dresses with me. And
mm-hmm.
in the last time, it's a tack.
Wow.
The day I think too much, it's wrong. I don't like the dress. When I think
okay.
how to wear, how to, you know, to be too normal person, oh, everything is bad after. You
so
know?
Which...
life
which,
is very instinctive to me.
Intense. What artists do you like to listen to? What musicians do you like to listen to? Like on your telephone?
Depends. It depends. It's like now, when I'm on tour, I always listen to the traditional music from Mali.
Okay.
My husband cannot support anymore. He doesn't understand why. I can listen to one person for 1 month. Same song.
Mm-hmm. This is the Wasulu?
Even three. Yeah, from Wasulu, it could be from Mali. You know, to be
okay.
connected to my, you know, my tradition music. I don't want to be somebody else. I don't
okay.
want to try to sing, you know, in English or in French. I just want to keep being the African woman. You know, I want people to love me as I am. You know, because Africa also has a lot to share about. I love a nice nature.
Mm-hmm.
I love nature.
Does this
and,
inspire your music too?
Yes,
going
the
into
peace. Yes, I love
mm-hmm.
the peace. I like to be in the peace and yes, nature is very water. I love the water.
Mm.
The water.
Yeah, water is it's one of my favorite places. You know, when I'm on tour. So every place that I go, so I have when I have water there, I go say hello to water, like my
mm.
friend, like my
yeah.
best friend, you know.
What would you tell
yeah.
a female guitarist? What would you tell her advice? What advice would you give her to start with her music?
To keep playing the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
To keep playing the guitar, to keep being... I know it's a lot of work to do because your voice is already an instrument and you spend a lot of time learning how to be better every day with your voice. So that's why we get bored with the guitar. You know, we are focusing on our voice because touring a lot, you can lose your voice, you can have a lot of problems. So we are all focusing on our voice, how we can keep it for 10 shows per month or for 20 shows per month, you know, it's a different thing. But we should not give up, you know, the guitar playing because it
okay.
has a lot of different images and also things must change. When you play your own thing, it is totally different composition. You are less a slave of some. I don't know how to tell you. It's a freedom.
Yeah, I understand.
And
the
women need this freedom. We need to be ourselves. If you are looking for the truth, if you're still looking for your personality, only through playing an instrument you can really be close to this this experience, you know, being close to yourself, you know.
Who do you want to play with?
Because
what musicians do you want to play with in the future?
Now I have a chance to work with a lot of men in this world. It came naturally. I have a good feeling with men. And this is good. Now I'm meeting. I would like to do something with Lauren Neal.
Okay.
Or Erica Badu or my sisters.
And
because now it's time
Mali?
To connect Africa, African, you know, African people must be connected now. You know, we have to try to. We've been so far from each other, you know, because we are manipulated. I think it's time now to be close. And I would like to, through music, to be close to my sisters now.
That's good. So now,
my
this
brother
is the last
too.
Question. I don't want to keep you too long, but what do you take with you when you leave the house? Like, what's something you have to have? Like, if you don't have it, then you have to go back to the house and get it.
My guitar.
Your guitar. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Music. My music.
Okay. The guitar and the music.
Yeah.
Now, I hear you're doing
and
a show
after
for
my
the
son,
ocean.
Maybe after my son and my... Mm-hmm. No. my children after my husband. I'm sorry. No, I'm not a bad mom. I'm very present with my children. But, you know, it's...
That's your truth.
They were there before my, you know, my guitar and the... The music was that, you know, it's what saved me. So I cannot give up like this. It is two different love. And, you know, it's I love my children. I love my family. But my music, it's what, you know, kept me surviving. So I need it. I need to breathe like my brother, George Floyd. We need to breathe. And music... Music helped me to breathe, and it's important. When you breathe, you can help other people to breathe with you, you know?
Yeah,
you
can't
it's
not
my
breathe.
Young.
If you don't breathe, you're going to have problems. It's going to affect your relationship. It's going to affect your work.
Uh-huh.
It's going to affect
your children.
Everything. Your children.
Yeah.
You're going to take things out on people because you're sad and angry inside, you know? So you have to,
you
know?
You got me.
So now you're going to do a show online for, I think it's World Ocean Day, or it's for the ocean coming up. Yeah. So where can people see that? Where can they see you doing that? Is
just
that on
a
Instagram?
Little two songs.
Yeah, two songs.
I think on Instagram and also on Facebook. The
okay, on Facebook.
Songs, you know, I didn't have the material, you know, but it's just voice and guitar. Something very simple. Just to be close to people and telling them that as soon as possible, we're going to see each other, inshallah. Let's pray for.
Inshallah, Well, thank you. But
thank
I'll say,
Merci beaucoup.
Kambe.
Kambe, wow.
Kambe.
Oh
my
God,
my
you know a lot of words.
I remember,
Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, you can follow me on Twitter at Joy Keys. Also, you can check us out on Facebook, Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys, and on Instagram, Saturdays with Joy Keys. I'll be giving away some copies of Fatoumata's music, so I hope you follow, and I'll talk to you soon.
Ambatolo na mbale mauwele, ambatolo na mbazini mauwele, ambatolo na waka nuwele, tolondia la mbatini mauwele, tolondia la materini mauwele, tolondia la waka.
nigga, 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 nigga.